This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The heat intensifies, not just from the sun beating down upon a parched earth, but from the fire of Yahuwah consuming the chaff. We witness a world unraveling, systems failing, and the exposure of deep-seated corruption. This is not chaos, but the purposeful dismantling of a wicked order, a necessary prelude to the restoration of Israel. The hand of Yahuwah is upon us, a hand of both judgment and restoration, and the signs are multiplying, confirming the words of the prophets. Edom stumbles. Their oil reserves, once a symbol of their power, are waning. Their tech giants, the architects of their surveillance state, are shaken. Their gifts, these displays of supposed generosity towards the modern state of Israel, are offered with a poisoned intent. These are not isolated incidents, but tremors announcing the dismantling of Babylon, the great harlot. Remember the words of Obadiah. The pride of Edom is done, the arrogance of his heart has fallen. Obadiah 1:3. This is not merely economic downturn. It is Yahuwah stripping Edom of its power, revealing its nakedness before the world. They attempt to bind Israel to their failing system, to delay the inevitable reckoning. Do not be deceived. Their offers are not acts of friendship, but desperate attempts to maintain control, to prolong their dominion. The watchman has long warned us of their tactics, their manufactured narratives designed to obscure the truth and keep the nations in bondage. The manufactured memory of 9/11, a cornerstone of their justification for surveillance and control, is now showing cracks. The foundations of their power are beginning to crumble as the truth emerges, slowly but surely. Consider the borders they attempt to redraw, the lines they insist upon in the sand. They are failing. They reveal the serpent's seed, the ancient division sown into the land, and the impossibility of imposing a false peace through force and deception. This is not about geopolitics. It is about Yahuwah exposing the lies upon which Edom has built its empire. But within the judgment there is a stirring, a reawakening. Yahuwah is calling his people, scattered Israel, from the four corners of the earth. This is the Exodus protocol, the securing of the remnant. It is a time of preparation, a time of sifting, a time of discerning who truly belongs to the covenant. We are witnessing the beginning of a great return, not to a manufactured political state, but to the ancient promises given to Jacob, the promises of restoration and redemption. Devarim 30 speaks of Yahuwah gathering his people from the nations, even from the farthest reaches of the earth. This is not a single event, but a process, a gradual awakening of the scattered tribes. This is not a call to abandon the nations, but to remember our identity, to embrace our heritage, to live as a light unto the world, demonstrating the righteousness of Yahuwah. It is a time to reclaim the ancient paths, to rebuild the broken walls, to restore the ruined cities. Yeshayahu 61 speaks of beauty for ashes, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The modern state of Israel, built upon the foundations of Edomite influence, is not the fulfillment of prophecy. It is a distraction, a counterfeit intended to mislead and divide. Israel, the covenant people, the 12 tribes scattered across the globe, are the focus of Yahuwah's restoration. Look beyond the headlines, beyond the political maneuvering, and see the deeper currents at play. The judgment upon Edom is not an end in itself, but a clearing of the ground, preparing the way for the planting of a new seed, a seed of righteousness and truth. The time is short. The watchman stands vigilant, sounding the alarm. The call to return is growing louder. Heed the voice of Yahuwah, embrace your heritage, and prepare for the coming restoration. The days are unfolding as the prophets foretold. The fire is burning, refining, and restoring. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.